Earlier this week, the National Guard flew in 3.5 tons of material to be made into personal protective equipment for Arizona's medical professionals battling COVID-19. Fabric, a local fashion incubator, is repurposing the talents of its designers to create reusable isolation gowns that could provide greater protection to our doctors and nurses. And for more on how they made it happen, our co-host Lauren Gilger caught up with co-founder Angela Johnson.
Luckily, Fabric has built up a lot of great relationships with the community and has, you know, a big community behind it. So we were able to pull our community together, and everybody's been working on sourcing fabrics and doing everything that needs to be done pretty much around the clock for an entire month now. And at this point, I mean, we've made a lot of progress, and we were able to actually secure the really hard to find fabric that is AAMI approved for FDA approved isolation gowns. It's about as scarce as the actual PPE items. And then we've been filling orders right now. We've actually started making gowns for specific healthcare facilities. And we're working, we actually ramped up everything. We've gotten a lot more equipment and a lot more staff and everything. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how did the National Guard get involved, and how did you sort of source this really incredibly hard to find material?
So we have a team here that is, they're already experts in design development and manufacturing, and part of that is sourcing. And so between the community members and our team all working together, they were able to source the textiles that we needed. And then we got our hands on some of it. And when we were having it shipped here, the Canadian government actually seized the fabric that we had originally found. And so we had to kind of start from square one again. And then luckily we were able to find some other vendors. And when we did find it, the shipping time was just going to be really long. And we're on a very tight schedule here. And we've been working with Dignity Health and with Banner, as well as lots of other big and small facilities. But between Dignity Health and Banner being able to get the Arizona National Guard involved, they were able to get the fabric flown here very quickly. So wow. That was pretty exciting.
So, I mean, you're a fashion incubator. You're usually focused on giving designers the chance to create clothes that are really beautiful, right? And I would just wonder kind of what it's been like to flip the switch and suddenly be thinking about everything that you do in such a different way.
Yeah, I mean, normally we are helping hundreds of different brands make a lot of different products, everything that you can imagine. And we do no minimum manufacturing here, so we can help people get started. And so mm-hmm. It's usually very creative. We see different products in here all the time. And now to start making medical gowns is just, I mean, it's another product for us, but it's a lot of one product. You know, we're normally making smaller batches. Now we're in, you know, a sea of medical gowns here. But what's really cool is that we've been working with the doctors at these healthcare facilities to design specific gowns for each one of the facilities, because They have, you know, specific needs. They want, you know, to make sure that the gloves stay on, so they have thumb holes in some of them, and then others are using different closures in the back that are making it, you know, easier to, you know, put the gown on and things like that. So each facility has a specific design. And then after the gowns are designed, we submit them to the FDA for approval, because each one needs an approval from the FDA to be able to be safe and effective.
So you're a fashion designer, Angela, at heart. Have you thought about making sort of a hospital gown inspired line after this?
I think I'm dreaming about hospital gowns at this point. Normally I used to be dreaming about, you know, really cool event dresses and things like that. I mean, wouldn't it be really cool if we could make them fashionable as well?
Yeah.
But right now we're just trying to make sure that we make them safe and effective. And, you know, it's kind of like you get what you get at this point when it comes to the fabric, you know, whatever's available, whatever colors. But it's really funny because one of the surgeons that designed one of the gowns, we made the first prototype out of a fabric that was just a draft fabric. It wasn't the actual, you know, fabric that would be used for the manufacturing of them. It was just one to test the fit. And it was a hot pink fabric. And he was like, I absolutely love this. I want it to be this fabric. Can we use this fabric? And the whole team wanted it to be this fabric. And we were like, no, unfortunately, that's not the proper fabric. But even there, I think thinking a little bit about the design as well.
Can't help yourself. All right. That is Angela Johnson, the co-founder of Fabric, which is working now to make hospital gowns to help healthcare facilities throughout this pandemic. Angela, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.